It's been a long season, a lot of laps, been a lot of mishaps, and been a lot of checkers and a few wreckers this season. This will be the final checkers and wreckers of the season here on KFGO. Corey Litton is here. How you doing there, buddy?
Not too bad. That's it. It's a final one, right?
That's it. That's the one. How many tracks have you visited?
20 racetracks this year.
So how many races?
About 78 of them.
And the furthest you drove to be at a racetrack?
I want to say either, probably Huron, I think was one of the farthest ones. Sauk Rapids was a pretty far one, too.
Mm-hmm. What you have put together is the season wrap-up, right?
Correct.
This is the championship series as determined by Corey Litton.
The championship of the world in checkers and wreckers.
What was the wreck of the year?
Wreck of the year, Saturday, September 14th, when it started raining at the Wasota 100 late in the modified feature, and it caused most of the field to pile up into the turn three wall. Two cars ended up on their roof, and it was like kaboom, baby. Nobody was hurt, thankfully.
Nobody was hurt, and how long were the races set aside until they got the track cleared?
That was the last thing that they did on that track was that one, because the rains opened up and completely washed the place out.
And you saw a lot of races. You saw a lot of drivers. You met a lot of them. You interviewed many of them on Checkers and Wreckers. What was the rivalry of the year?
Easily, hands down, the one TPO of Tyler Jiffy the Hedgehog Peterson versus number 17 Rich Jellity and their Pavelchak.
And they both are most commonly seen at which tracks?
All around this place, actually. Jamestown, of course, Buffalo River Race Park, and Norman County Raceway in Ada, especially those three tracks. And up in Grand Forks at River City Speedway. Those guys, it didn't matter where they started, they always ended up usually 1-2. And it always came down to usually the last lap every race.
And I think we heard from both of them on this show. You interviewed both of them.
Correct. We had both of them on the show.
And what was the craziest finish of this 2013 season?
Oh, yeah. Saturday, June 15th at Viking Speedway in the Pure Stocks, Eric Gardner in the 8X won by default after the only other car rolled on the start in turn one.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally crazy, man.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you talking about it. Had the wreck of the year, the rivalry of the year, the craziest finish of the year, and in your estimation, the race of the year.
In what started as a bit of a dinger derby by in the Midwest Modified race at August 4th at Buffalo River Race Park, Rich Pavlicek led 13 laps until 5 to go. Travis Sauer looked like he was going to run away with it. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Peterson, who started 17th, made a run at him with Pavlicek with him the whole time, too, also, by the time that they caught up to each other. And they got back up towards Sauer, who was overheating. All three of them finished inches apart with Pavlicek getting the win right at the line.
Now, which race was that at Buffalo River Race Park? Which night?
August 4th, Buffalo River Race Park.
Cool. And who review some of our special guests on this show?
I'd like to say a special thanks to everybody that came on the show this year. Ron Krogh, Tyler Peterson, Jesse Skalicki, Mike Gresseth, Chris Dolak from the World of Outlaws, Amber and Mike Balkin, Rich Pavlicek, Bryce Borgen, Randy Olson from Buffalo River Race Park, Thomas Kennedy, Corey Egan from I-94 Speedway, Kristen Nelson, Jason Grimes, and Bryce Bierken were a lot of great guests that we had this year.
And we had Ron Krogh twice.
Three times.
Three times. And they all went real quick. He's a real pro. And now, let's get into the Checkers and Wreckers Championship Series.
Yeah, like I said earlier, after 78 races at 20 different tracks, two notebooks, six pens, two Sharpies, 16 bags of sunflower seeds, my season has come to an end. And now, I'm ready to crown the people who bled, sweat, and paid the price to be called Checkers and Wreckers Champions of the World. All right, in the Hornets, the number three, Tommy Habedank. Pure Stocks, number 41, Doug Gardner. The Legends, the Dirt One, Jesse Skalicki. The 5P, Ryan Pomerer in the Street Stocks. B Mods, number 21X, Travis Sauer. The Super Stocks, the number one junior of Tim Johnson. The Mod Fours, it was a tie between the 4D of Rob Van Mill and the 96 of Troy Keel. In the Modifieds, the 75 junior, Cody Skitland. In the Late Models, 73, Zach Johnson. In the Sprints, number 15, Donnie Schatz.
All right, let's call him. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy. He the bells drive in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight. It's easy money on the bank. Compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. One more song. Cause you're ready. Baby. All right. Fastest girl in town has been the lady that Corey Litton
noticed as the fastest racer in the Valley.
Right, the fastest female racer this whole year. She won it the most times. Pure Stock pilot number 7, Kristen Nelson, is this year's fastest girl in town.
Well, that is very cool. And before we wrap, stand out there in front of the curtain and give your thanks.
Thanks to all the people that stopped out and talked to me at any of the racetracks this year, offering any kind of opinions and, you know, saying nice things about me. And all who listen on here, I really appreciate it. Thanks to Ron Krogh for another year of being a great mentor. My family for supporting me. My kids for sharing my enthusiasm and behaving for once. My girlfriend Leah for the endless encouragement and support. The one Twitter hater for all the laughs. The Jack and Sandy, of course, for allowing me to combine two of my favorite things, radio and racing, and giving me making me sound good while doing it. And also want to thank, I will thank more of you on the Checkers and Wreckers with Facebook page. Just take a look at it, as well as at Checks and Wrecks on Twitters.
Are you going to cry?
Close.
Okay.
Also, I would like to send out a get well soon to Mike Balkan, who was a guest of on our show, friend of the show. He had a heart attack here yesterday, and he will survive, but he is getting better. And also, happy birthday, the 60th birthday, to my dad on the 13th.
Wow, happy birthday.
The Dew Monster is 60, huh?
And yeah.
Good.
I'll be danged.
Good job this season, Corey. It's been
Thank
a joy
you.
Having you.
Thank you,
buddy.
It's been a blast.
Now I'm going to cry.